It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Call him every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise and shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
Monday, 4/22/2024. Thank goodness you're alive to celebrate in the revelry of the Knicks and the Rangers and the reminiscing of 1994. Feels kind of similar. Let's say good morning, and it's NFL draft week as well. Mel Kiper already booked for this week, I believe. Field Yates as well. Armani Toomer going to join us to break down a little Giants draft later in the week, of course, and of course, the big pickleball match we have coming up. I have a big open play on Wednesday afternoon after our show. But before we get to any of it, I say good morning to a man who must be in a good mood this morning, and that's the great Rick DiPietro. Hello, Rick.
Why would I be in a good mood this morning?
Well, first of all, you sound like crap.
Yeah, I sound awful. I understand that. I've been in one for the last...
Oh, I know.
You saw what I looked like last week.
Yeah, it was not great.
No,
not
I...
Not great.
I fought my way through last week.
Why would you be in a good one? Why? Because Knicks win.
Yeah, Knicks win.
Mets, 2 of 3.
Mets, yep.
Yeah, so that's why.
Yeah, I would say good mood. I'm not as good a mood as you would be in.
No, I'm in a great mood.
Yeah, great mood.
Great, I'm unbelievable mood.
Knicks win.
Knicks win.
Rangers take care of business.
Rangers take care of business.
You're still allowed to play open play for pickleball, which surprises me.
Why? You thought they're going to ban me?
After your behavior. You meet one time. One time you meet him, and you verbally you berated him.
It was a one-liner.
A one-liner. That guy's probably still thinking about it.
Oh, can you move your fat ass up to the net, please? you know what? Honestly, if he winds up, could you imagine I see him in 6 months and he's 40 pounds down? and he's like, the only reason that this has happened is, and I attribute it all to you. I mean, how great would that be?
Well, that would be great, but it could go both ways here, though.
What, like all of a sudden he doesn't leave the house and he can't get through the doorway in 6 months?
Right. Right.
That
like
would be
that
unfortunate.
Was that was his, like, pickleball was his way to get himself in shape, and then you crushed his dreams.
That would be unfortunate.
Hey, fatty, get to the net.
Well, no, but yeah, I don't know what to say. I feel badly about it still. But
how many times
you have to tell a guy the same thing before he starts listening?
what if he put on his pickleball outfit and said to himself, you know what, I'm starting to look pretty good. You know, I dropped a couple pounds, feel pretty good. Let's go test this thing out on the pickleball court.
Right.
And then you smashed his dreams.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I don't have an answer for you. I did not feel great about it. But I'll tell you what, after I scolded him and verbally attacked him, you know who was up in the net every time he had an opportunity?
This guy. It just... Because that's what he thought it was, the kitchen. He was looking for food.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he's like looking under the you know, under the
switch it up a bit, fatty.
Oh God.
Can we get back to the good news?
Yeah, lots of good news. Yep.
I mean, do you want the one Islanders road loss to ruin the parade today? Come on.
No, I'm not gonna. They played well. I'm not gonna let it ruin the parade. No.
I mean, Knicks win, Rangers win, Mets 2 out of 3, Yankees 2 out of 3. The Islanders are the only team really in New York that had a subpar weekend.
Well, I wouldn't even call it subpar. Yeah, I'm just it wasn't the perfect weekend. Then, you know, we lost, our hockey team lost in the finals, got thumped. So that's
kind of
a bummer.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, but we'll talk about that later. And then we have no RJ today, which kind of, I mean, we have Tom, which is nice, but I miss RJ.
And all I said in the pre-show meeting, I had like a comment which I didn't think was bad at all. I said, you know, I totally forgot RJ was away for a couple days until I got the email from Bauer yesterday. And Ray took like that, like I was saying, I wish Bauer was never born. Like, I didn't mean, nor did I say anything like that.
I mean, the guy's right here, for crying out loud.
But Bauer wasn't offended by it.
I certainly wasn't, no.
Nor should you be. Even Rick, who likes to give me a hard time, by saying I forgot RJ wasn't here until I got the email from Bauer, was not a nasty thing to say.
No. Let's be honest, right? Do we, as much as I like Tom, do we care about his feelings after how he treats us every time he's on the show?
That's true. Right. Let's ask you again. May 5th, Big Pickleball Extravaganza. Who are you rooting for? Us or Anita and Imani?
My opinion hasn't changed. It's going to be Anita and Imani.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. So you know what? Maybe I am upset that RJ's not here.
When I wore a younger man's clothes.
Yeah. And then you hear that. How do you stay angry at someone that sings like that?
I'm not angry at him. I'm just hurt. That's what I am. I'm hurt. But I'm not hurt by the Knicks. And I'm not hurt by the Rangers. And I'm not hurt by the Mets. And most people are not hurt by the Yankees. And the Islanders, it's one game. So overall, big picture, that's a big-time New York sports weekend. 1-800-919-3776. Let's start with the Knicks, and we'll melange our faces off as the morning goes on. You know what? It was a resilient Knicks win. First of all, Rick, they crushed them on the glass.
Destroyed them.
Crushed them. On the glass. That's for starters. Secondly, and I'm getting a lot of tweets about this now. I mean, Tobias Harris wasn't very good, and you know he's going to be better, and Batum's going to be better. Yeah, I got to think that DiVincenzo and Brunson are also, and Hartenstein are also going to be better for the Knicks. You want to say they stole the game? I don't think so. I thought the Knicks played decently, and some of their second-tier players played well, and they find their way, and this is what good teams do when your stars are not stars to still win the game, and that's what I felt like on Saturday night.
Right, but if you were a Sixers fan, that's how you'd be selling to yourself because you lost a game where the Knicks' best player wasn't their best player. That was hopefully for us as Knicks fans, Jalen Brunson's worst game of the series.
I agree.
And Dante DiVincenzo's worst game of the series. And we had guys step up. Deuce was freaking believable.
He was awesome.
Mitchell Robinson was great. Josh Hart said he knew going into the series that they were going to sag off him and dare him to shoot. So what did he do? He spent the entire time leading up to that first game taking three after three after three after three, and it paid off. So, yeah, as a Sixers fan, that's, I guess, how you want to sell it to yourself. As a Knicks fan, I look at this as you had your two – you have your MVP candidate, and you have – your second scoring option, I would say, Dante DiVincenzo with Randall Ellis kind of emerges that.
Yep.
Go 11 for 36, 30 points. 3 from 11 from 3. And Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey go for 62.
Yeah.
Still lost.
Watching the first half of the game, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
First quarter, yep.
This was not Embiid on, what was it, Wednesday night? Like, this was not Embiid. He looked spry. He looked healthy. He looked good. And then he got hurt. And then when he went down, you thought to yourself, because it looked bad.
Yeah.
You thought
he had the whole, like, I mean, his eye looked like it was rolling back in his head. Like, he looked like he might be done.
So I'm like, oh, my God, series over, right? Like, that's it. And then, of course, he comes back onto the court, and he played a good game. But, I mean, Maxey played well, right? Embiid played well. Brunson played poorly. DiVincenzo played poorly. And you still won the game. So if you're the 76ers, you can sit here and you can say, well, you know, We were this close, and if we clean up some of the stuff on the glass. But I think if you're the Knicks, you feel like we didn't play all that well. Our best players didn't play well, and we still found a way to win that game.
Right, but you did all the other things well that you have for the entirety of the season that gave you 50 wins and you earned 50 wins, and you had the number two seed. Like, the Knicks were the best offensive rebounding team in the NBA, and they had 23 offensive rebounds in the game. You mentioned the fact that they destroyed them 55-33 on the glass. How about their bench? The bench scored 42 points to the Sixers' 7 points.
It was a destruction.
You know what it felt like after that game and thinking about it, because I was actually in Boston watching it. And it felt like the conversation that we have today leading into this game was going to be a lot like the conversation we're having about the start of the Yankee season. Is, hey, look, at Yankees are still winning, and Aaron Judge hasn't even hit yet. We just won game one. Joel Embiid looked like he was rope-a-doping us from what we saw in the play-in game in that first quarter where he was like, that wasn't Joel Embiid we saw play against Miami.
Not even a little bit, right.
No, I mean, not even a little bit. He had 15 points in the first quarter, and you're like, what the hell is happening here? And that's probably, I don't know, because I don't know, I'm not in his knee, as healthy as you're going to see him after he tweaks that thing again. Looks like he might be done, to the point where you got Stephen A. at halftime talking about shutting him down. They should probably shut him down for the rest of the season. They thought, like, hey, he should just be done. He ends up coming back, not the same player, but you won a game where Jalen Brunson was not...
He was bad.
He was not good.
No, I mean, listen, it's okay. I'm not saying he's a bad player, but in that game, he did not play well.
Well, listen, give the Sixers credit, too. I mean, the Sixers, they have guys that, you know, pose, defensively can pose problems for Jalen Brunson, especially knowing that that's the guy that you have to, they said it before the series, cut off the head of the snake. We need to find a way to slow down Jalen Brunson. And they did. Unfortunately for them, they forgot about old Deucey. Lighten it up.
Well, they forgot about old Deucey because last year old Deucey was not this guy, right? And I think maybe that's what possibly Philadelphia's overlooked is the Knicks, because they're going to miss Randle so much. And I think they did miss Randle, but that's not the point. The point is they have so many guys, right? I thought Bogdanovich played pretty well too.
Yep.
Right? They have so many guys that if you slow down, even a Brunson, if you slow down a Brunson or you slow down a DiVincenzo, which they did on both. See, that to me is such the key. Is you got subpar performances from your two best offensive players, and you still won the game.
That's right. And your two best offensive players actually combined for 62. And I don't know if you're going to see a better version of Joel Embiid as we move forward here with that knee.
Wouldn't think so. I got to tell you, though, Maxey impressed me. Because yep. I thought they were going to be able to, and not stop him, because you don't stop guys like that, but slow him, and I thought OG was going to be able to do that. He's a terrific weapon. He's a really good player.
He's a really good player. And you're going to have to find a way to slow him down. But, I mean, you have to feel good. I thought that if, and now I didn't know what to expect from Joel Embiid. I mean, you had your chest puffed out after what you saw in Miami and said you're not worried at all just because he's not going to be the same player. I'm sure you were a little bit tight after the first
yep.
quarter.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that was probably going to be, after that first quarter, this would probably be their best opportunity to get a game at the Garden with how good he looked. And then now I especially feel that way after seeing what happened after that that tweak in the second quarter, because he wasn't the same guy in the second half.
No, he slowed down a little bit.
He was like 2 of 11 in the second half. Hit his free throws. Oh, by the way, let's give Mitchell Robinson some credit. Two big free throws late in that game.
Those were two big free throws.
Two big free throws.
I get so anxious when he goes to the line.
Well, that's, I mean, how do you think he feels?
Anxious.
Right, like he understands, but he was playing so well, especially defensively, what he was doing with Joel Embiid. They had to keep him on the floor, and if he's on the floor, that's the guy they're going to try to foul. Then he makes his two free throws.
Yep, good on him. Let's take a listen to a little bit of the Knicks peoples. What do we have here that we should listen to? How about Tom Thibodeau? He's the head coach of the Knicks after the game, saying the bench was just terrific, just sensational.
Our bench was terrific, and led by Mitch, I thought. Bogey gave us really good minutes, and Deuce did as well. So those three guys gave us a big lift. You know, we had to dig out of the hole to start the game. And then the rebounding was big, and we had to withstand. You know, we started slowly, and then we started the third quarter slowly, but we found a way to win.
Yeah, I know you're going to yell at me because you're going to say you said exactly what
you said. Totally not Dave's fault. I'll vouch.
That's not Dave's fault.
Totally not Dave's fault.
Rule one, and Raymond can attest to this, when you go to radio school or you intern or anything, is you do not put whatever the first phrase is from the person answering the question or the sound as that sound on the slug.
Well,
Ray, you know that's true.
That is 100% true, and unfortunately, I don't want to throw people under the bus here.
Throw them.
But
throw them right under the bus.
I feel like at a certain point, we're going to have a seminar and teach people how to do certain things around here.
Here's what I would like. I would like you to run that seminar.
I don't think I have the patience for it.
I would like you
to wear
a sweater vest and a bow tie and walk in as Professor Santiago, and you please run the seminar.
A big PowerPoint. I want a whole presentation, Raymond.
Yeah. You want me to wear the Jaime Escalante glasses?
Yes. I want your hair done up with product, and I want you to walk in, and I want RJ to be your TA.
And I want you to I want you to walk in with a soft briefcase, not a hard briefcase, a soft briefcase.
And I want you to slam it on the desk and be like, you're here for Radio 101, and your first order of business, when you label a sound, you do not put the exact phrase in the labeling. Thank you.
Let's see what Edward James Olmos is up to these days.
Oh, I want it to be you.
And I want you cutting clips when I'm not here.
And now I will return to my ladies. That's what
ladies,
I want to have happen.
Ladies, escort me out of this, out of this seminar.
You snap your fingers and ladies walk in and they put an arm around, you know, each of your arms and they walk you out. Work on your own. I'll be back tomorrow.
Teacher by night. Teacher by day. Pimp by night. Raymond.
Hey,
Santiago.
Hey. What is he? No. Is that a pimp by night? Teacher by day. Lover by night. A big pimping. And now a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 55 years. Visit truegreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit truegreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's truegreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner. So here's what we're going to do today. We got stuff you missed at 9:15. Who's going to run point on that, Ray? Is that going to be you at 9:15?
I mean, if you like it to be me.
No, I'm not trying to push that on your plate. Usually we know it's RJ. He's not here. That's unfortunate because now we have Bauer sitting in for him. And
I'm fully prepared to do Sim today.
Great. So Raymond's going to do Sim. We have Around the League at 7:45. We got the 3 stars coming up later. We got a lot of calls on a lot of local sports. We start with the Knicks. Great win Saturday. Don't enjoy it too much because game 2 tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on 98.7 ESPN.
The hardest thing about getting into shape is taking that first step. Isn't it time for you to reach out to NJ Diet? They're going to contractually guarantee that you lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to make sure you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. And you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations across New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET and lose weight the natural way, quickly and safely. Call 855-5NJ-DIET or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get slimmer before the summer and without any shots, go to njdiet.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. It's a big Monday. A lot going on. Great win from the Knicks. Great win from the Rangers. I mean, an unbelievable weekend from the Mets. Nobody. I mean, they now went down and won 2 out of 3. in Atlanta, and they went 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Nobody expected. Yankees continue to take care of business, although Aaron Judge does not look very good. I actually feel badly about your Islanders. Not that I want them to win the series, although actually I wouldn't mind them winning the series. But I feel badly because there's so much positivity. That's the one negative thing. But I don't think it's that awful. It's just one game.
No, they played well, man. They played well. This is going to be a hard-fought, tough series. I mean, they went into the playoffs playing really good hockey, going up against a team that has a legitimate chance to win a Stanley Cup.
Correct.
So they're going to have their hands full.
In a typical fashion, Toronto loses when we get to the postseason.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that. I'm wondering if we talked about this actually before the game even happened, if Boston felt more comfortable with Toronto than having to play Tampa.
Yeah, so maybe they gave up that one in the division. All right, let's get to the Knicks. 1-800-919-3776. Kyle Lowry, who seems to not age at some points during games, said they kicked our butts all over the place on the boards.
And it was a real life battle in there. And they kicked our butts on the glass. They did their job. They executed their game plan, what they've been doing all season. I think they're the number one offensive rebounding team in the league, and they did their job tonight. They executed their game plan, and they won a game. They protect the home court. We have to go watch the film, understand what we need to do, what we can get better at, and go from there.
I mean, tonight's a huge game, because it's hard for me to envision with Embiid, hobbled or, not 100%, I would say, for Philly to win 4 out of 5 games. Knicks win tonight. It's hard to envision they don't win the series.
Right. And to the point that Kyle Lowry was making, we talked about in the first part of the show here, is what was interesting about that game, too, was as good as Joel Embiid looked in the first quarter, and he looked great. And I think it kind of... I know it did for you, and it the same thing for me. What's happening here? Why does he look like this when he looked, like he was at, whatever the percentage is. He wasn't himself in that play-in game. Maybe he decided now it's the real playoffs, let's turn this thing on. But first half of that game, we didn't take the lead until like 5.5 left in the second quarter. And then once we had that lead, we ended up finishing the first half of that game with a 12-point lead.
Right.
And a lot of that was due to the fact that we had, going back to the rebounding, which Kyle Lowry was talking about, we had 11 offensive rebounds. We beat them 30-19 on the glass. And then we also made 16 free throws because we didn't shoot well in the first half of the game.
No.
We shot like 37% in the first half.
And it's funny. So I was at this bat mitzvah that I told you about. Well, you weren't here Friday, but I told you I had a bat mitzvah Saturday night, which, we got to the restaurant literally right at 6 o'clock. And so how's this going to play out? But it was really like festive and everyone's happy and all over the place. And there was like a side for dancing. There was a side for like hanging out. And I noticed my window and there were these two guys, like young looking guys. And I was like, here's what I'm going to do. I sat down. I said, how do you guys feel about me sitting here and watching the Knicks game? Like, oh, please, can we do that? I was like, oh, of course we could do that. So pop it on my phone, ESPN app. I wound up having an issue with the Wi-Fi. You would have respected this. I wound up commandeering one of those guys' phones. We put it on MSG app. Worked much better, and away we go. So he actually left me to go take care of stuff, but left me with his phone, so it worked out very nicely. But Knicks fell behind by, double digits in the first quarter. And I turned to one of those guys, and I said, I just want to be down by 6 at the half. Like, that, I think, would be a sweet spot, down 6, and then they're a second-half team. Never in my wildest dreams did I expect to be up by 12 at the half like they were.
No, right. So, like I said, 5.5 left, you finally take back the lead, and then you end up with a 12-point lead going into the third quarter. Now, third quarter, it didn't go according to plan.
No, it's terrible.
Right, you got outscored 36-21. But then, dude, I'm telling you what, you can tell, everyone knows, you can feel it at the Garden, but they went in, when it's the playoffs, it's different. But that, the end of that game where, couple plays, let's start with this before I get to the end of the game. Because I was so impressed with what he did. The Mitchell Robinson sequence where he blocks the shot, Maxey shot, and then grabs the rebound, and as he's going out of bounds, has the presence of mind to throw it off Maxey, who's already standing out of bounds.
Right.
Was awesome. And then at the end of the game, where they ended up cutting it to 3, Hart right back with a 3, then OG hits a huge 3 to push to 7.
I thought that was a huge shot, the OG 3.
Right, then Lowry makes a 3. And then Hart makes a huge 3 to answer Lowry's 3. And then he had Mitch's 2 free throws. But the sequence at the end of that game was, there's nothing like playoff. I don't care. You know how much I love the NHL playoffs. But even,
It was special.
It really was.
What was, not that it would have ultimately mattered, but what was Philadelphia doing at the end of the game?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Well, they just, the Knicks just, they let them run out the clock.
Like, right, they didn't foul.
What were they doing, though?
It was like a half-hearted attempt at first, and then it didn't get.
And they're like, we're not going to win. We'll just see you on Monday.
Let's pack it in.
Let's go to some of the callers. They're lining up, 1-800-919-3776. I want excitement, people. Let's start out with D in Queens. Good morning, D.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing, man?
Great. Absolutely great.
All right, listen. The Knicks win today. They basically end the series. And then also, the weekend went exactly the way it was supposed to, and I've been saying this for a while. The conference finals are going to be the Knicks and the Celtics, and on the West is going to be the Clippers versus Denver. And I don't know why people keep being delusional one way or the other, but that's where this thing is going to shape up. Simple as that.
Well, because people want to see competitive series, D. Like, people don't want to just be resigned to the fact that this is how the playoffs are going to this is, like, day one before the playoffs even kick off. It's like, okay, not really that interesting. I know it's going to be Denver Clippers and it's going to be Celtics Knicks. Like, people want to enjoy the you know,
but it's
the intensity of the playoffs.
I get it, but like, it took a football dude, Keyshawn Johnson, who said, "Yo, who's Dallas played down the stretch? Who they played? Nobody." They're like, this stuff is a mirage, which it got exposed without Kawhi in that game. I was like, yeah, they played no one down the stretch. They beat three playoff teams.
All right, couple things, D. A, let's try to keep this to the Knicks as best we can, and B, I understand that the Clippers had their way in Game One. It's Game One. Let's not you know, put the nail in the coffin for the Mavericks quite yet.
Okay, but I'm praising the Knicks. I said the Knicks are going to be in the conference finals. I've been said that as long as they don't play the Celtics. They go to the conference finals.
Yeah, you say that, make it sound so weak, and thanks for the call. I mean, Milwaukee looked pretty darn good last night.
Listen, Dame Lillard had he scored all 35 in the first half.
Have you ever seen anything like that, where a guy scores like 35 and a half and then doesn't score in the next half?
No. I can't. I would have to think back. I can't remember that.
No. I don't ever remember anything like that happening. But, it's so weird. It's like you get callers like that that are like, well, I mean, we're going to be in the conference finals. You can't just say that. That hasn't happened in how many years? Oh, well, we'll just be in the conference finals. No, I'm going to enjoy every moment along the journey. Don't give me this nonsense of, oh, we'll just be in the conference finals.
Yeah, I can't. Dude, we make our way through 82 games. I can't just be resigned to the fact that this is how the playoffs are going to end up without actually enjoying watching it.
No, I'm going to enjoy every iota. Because if all I think is they're going to be in the conference finals, then I don't enjoy these rounds, and then my stress level is going to go through the roof for the conference finals. You have to enjoy the journey, people.
Oh, we enjoyed it. Knicks fans enjoyed the game one win.
Good. Game one win, check. 15 more. Rangers, game one win, check. 15 more. 1-800-919-3776. We'll get to all of it. We're rolling along on a Monday morning. It's DNR with you on 98.7 ESPN. All right, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of all sportsbooks. All season long, they're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options that you could ever need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of the MLB action. BetMGM is an official betting partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus years of age or older to wager in. Physically present in New York only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
All right, now DNR with you, 98.7 ESPN. Now, I always miss RJ, although I do like Bauer. Although I am frustrated with Bauer because he's rooting for Anita and Imani in our pickleball match on May the 5th. But you know the one moment, Rick, that we really, really might miss RJ this entire week?
Yeah, I know exactly. I can tell you because we're on the same page.
Yep.
It is the read that you guys do so well.
That's right. And I'm going to do it right now solo. I'm going to do it all by myself.
You want me to try?
No, because I want you to rest your voice. I'm getting attacked on Twitter. Why am I not running out and getting you tea?
It's the tea. Trust me, I've teed my face off. There's nothing in this. Tea's not going to help this.
Instead, you say he just sounds awful. I mean, if there was something I could do to make you sound better, I would do it.
If you said right now,
Dave, I need to take the rest of the show off because I don't feel well, I'd say, all right, I'll carry for you. But, I mean, what can I possibly do now?
He wants to battle.
He's a warrior, and I respect him for it. But, Ray, you'd agree, there's nothing I can do.
Last week I battled. This is just uncomfortable. Last week I couldn't open my eyes.
But people don't know that you battled last week. They're unaware because they couldn't see.
And also, you told me, and I respected your wishes, you said don't say anything on air, but now it feels like you're bringing it up on air.
Well, because I'm through it now. Now I can actually open my eyes.
So you want to tell people what was going on last week?
Yeah, you can tell them if you want.
Last week, it looked like he had the worst case of pink eye you've ever seen in your life.
I don't even know if it was pink eye, dude. I don't know what it was.
Whatever it was, it was
some
horrifying.
Kind of an eye infection.
Right. It took like five different kinds of drops to finally get it to...
It was awful.
To ease up.
It was awful. Like, I looked in his eyes a few times. Like, no, don't do that. Don't look in his eyes.
I got on the bench for the first game, and I was wearing sunglasses the entire time because I was real light sensitive. I couldn't open my eyes when the sun, like, it would really hurt my eyes. So I get on the bench with the sunglasses on still. And I was like, I can't. This looks ridiculous. Like, I can't coach a game with sunglasses on. The second I took the sunglasses off.
They were like, put them back on.
One of the kids looked at me and goes, oh, coach, what's wrong with your eyes?
Yeah. And you popped them back on, right?
No, I was like, oh, yeah, I had something in my eye. It's all right. Don't worry about it. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, it was not good. Now I guess that was some kind of a virus that has now morphed its way into the chestal region, and now you're a little hoarse.
Yeah, chest and throat region.
All right. Well, are you getting better?
Eyes are getting better. I'm not sure what this is, but
is this correlated?
I think this is, yeah.
This is all one virus. So maybe it's a virus that you had in your eye that's now traveled down to the throat and the chest.
I guess,
right? Anyhow, all that being said, RJ's not here because he's living it up in Florida. Can we take a minute here, by the way, too? Who takes off these 3 days?
Now I'm going to stay in Oakland because I ain't got no stadium.
Yeah. Who takes off we have the Knicks, the Rangers, the Islanders, the Mets, the Yankees, the NFL draft, and RJ's like, I'll see you on Thursday.
Well, clearly we're not allowed to take off. Otherwise, with my voice sounding like this, you'd think I would be off.
Right.
I have to think that this is probably the time for them where the family compound was available.
Yeah, maybe.
Down in Florida.
Maybe. But I'm surprised that he went to management and was like, I'd like to take these 3 days. They're like, sure, RJ, that's fine.
They probably didn't say, yeah, RJ, that's fine. They're probably like, are you sure? And he's like, listen, family compound is open for these days.
Yeah.
We got to go.
Yeah, maybe. Anyhow, this read's going to be solo, and I'm sure it won't be as entertaining. But listen to the key details, please. The second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up on Thursday, May 2nd. That's a week and a half. Yeah, there we
Ooh,
go.
Oh, music.
Make it a little spicy, Raymond. Nice. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at 6 o'clock in the morning from Publicans. That's where RJ would mess it up, potentially, in Manhasset, steps away from the Manhasset train station. All right, then right after the show, we take the LIRR to Citi Field in advance of the 1:10 game, of which we'll be heading in about 12:55. They're going to play the
Cubs, where we'll be sitting in section 129. That's 129. It's the pregame party, Thursday, May 2nd, brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, and by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now it's even easier to enjoy a Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please, Zing Zang, responsibly.
I could have done it.
Yeah, you feel like it was missing the second voice.
Yeah, well, I also in my mind as you're doing the read,
you
I know
knew where you were supposed to jump in.
Right now, I know exactly what he says too.
Now, Bauer, you're no replacement for RJ, but you're here instead of RJ. So let me say welcome to you this morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, you know, after you said you were rooting for Anita and Imani, I feel nasty about it.
Well, it feels dirty.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
Oh, my goodness, this
you see
guy.
The way he talks to us? We give you this
no
honor,
respect.
This grand responsibility to filling in for one of the great people at the station, and this is the way you act.
Yeah, I'm not standing for this negativity this morning. The Knicks and the Rangers won. There's no reason to be negative.
All right, well, have you ever heard the way RJ and I do the read?
Honestly, I have not.
So then, I mean, basically it's like a version of Mad Libs. Do you think you could handle that either later in the show or tomorrow? Or do you think it's too much for you?
I think with some looking over and seeing what you guys did, I think I can get it tomorrow.
All right.
If you had any respect for the show, you would have done your homework and realized
right.
that's a big piece of what we do here in the show is that read.
That read is huge. I mean the pickleball promo, huge. But no, you're here in body and body alone. You're not here in spirit.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to that.
No, you don't care. It's because you don't care.
It's fine. You know, it's fine. There's too much to be happy about today to get lost with you. And I wanted to be a fan of yours, and the way you've acted, it makes it very difficult. But that's fine. Let's get back to the callers. 1-800-919-3776. Eric in Morristown. Good morning, Eric. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. It was electric. I went to both playoff games. The Garden was rocking. Shades of 1994. I'm going to live the moment because I understand as a long-suffering New York fan across the board, they can and will break your heart. But right now, it was unbelievable. I've seen The Who, Springsteen, Billy Joel multiple times at the Garden, and both events were as electric as those concerts, if not more, especially during the anthem. When they sang the anthem, the people were just pumped. The place was rocking, boys, rocking. Can't wait to move it on forward, and I hope it lasts for a very long time. But as I said, you never know with both of these
you
teams.
You never know. Eric,
right
let me ask you
awesome.
This. Before you go, let me ask you this, and I guess I can ask Ray the same question. Who is it rocking for more, Knicks or Rangers?
You know, I'm a diehard Ranger fan, and first and foremost, then Knicks. And it pains me to say this, but the Knicks were rocking the place. It was unbelievable. I thought the Ranger national anthem, as you probably know, it was not. There's nothing like it during a playoff game. But I got to say, the Knicks edged them out a little bit in terms of vibe and electricity. But boys, 1994, I was there then, and it feels like it now. And I don't want to jinx it, so we'll just leave it at that. I'm living the moment, and I love it. I love every minute of it.
It's awesome. And you know what's awesome, thanks to the call, Rick, is every night, you know, like first it's the Knicks, then it's the Rangers. Now tonight's the Knicks. Then tomorrow is the Rangers. Islanders tonight as well, right? They have game two tonight.
Yep.
So that's a big one. But it's like there's something magical about, you know, enjoy the game or don't enjoy the game, whatever happens. But you know what? Let it go quickly because you got the other team playing the next night. So buckle up because here we go.
Right. But I mean, in particular with the Knicks and the Rangers, there's real hope that they're going to make long runs in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
Especially the way the thing is shaping up has shaped up for the Knicks so far. Where you're getting kind of a hobbled Embiid, and then who knows what the hell's happening with Giannis and his calf. And you just want a game where your best player, one of the, you know, MVP candidate, which again, no respect for the Knicks at all. Like, I don't understand how Tibbs, 50 wins, 2 seed, dealing with the injuries that we dealt with, isn't even a finalist for the Coach of the Year award.
It's ridiculous.
It's a joke.
It's ridiculous. And Hinkie Haynes sends a tweet in. He says, you know, you're saying Brunson was awful. He was not awful. That was their game plan. He was 8 of 26.
Yeah, I wouldn't see. I'm with Hinkie a little bit. I wouldn't say he was awful. I think the Sixers, it was a combination of things. But he was not
He was not good, though.
No, he wasn't good, but to say he's awful is not giving credit to what the Sixers were trying to do.
He was substandard to what you've come to expect from Jalen Brunson. Can we say that?
You don't think teams have game planned for him the entire
year?
Have.
Listen, yeah, but I think it's different in the postseason.
Sure.
I think postseason is just a different animal altogether. Like, you see, I mean, Joel Embiid's not going to stay in that game if it's the regular season.
No. Dude, they were talking at halftime, they're talking about shutting him down for the rest of the season.
That's a wild take, though.
Like, is he doing more damage to his knee? Just shut him down.
But listen, they have to be thinking about him long term. And he's always hurt, too.
Like, right, he's always got something going on.
But that's totally self-inflicted, because that dunk, there was no reason to do that.
That was
awesome,
a
great play. There was no reason to do it.
There's no reason. It was an amazing play.
It was an amazing play, but he hurt himself.
He didn't hurt himself.
I got to check this, but I don't think he'd had actually attempted a dunk before that.
No, but
since he got back.
Okay, but here's the point. Here's the point, though. As you're coming back from knee injury, and they talked about this in the second half when he came back, is kind of similar to what OG was dealing with the elbow. The mental part of coming back is you're going to feel stuff, and it's knowing in your mind that you're not doing further damage. It's just the kind of working your way through the post-surgery. So he's trying to do that, and maybe that was his attempt because he hasn't tried it yet. In order for us to win this series, I'm going to have to do things that I haven't done since I've come back from the knee injury. Here's a good opportunity. Let's go up and dunk it. And, you know, I guess fortunately for us, and I hate to root for something like this, but he comes down and tweaks it again. It wasn't as good in the second half as he was in that first quarter, because he was great in the first quarter.
But I'm not rooting for injury, but if it happens, it happens. Like, I'm like, the last thing I want to do is see Joel Embiid compromised. No, I have no problem seeing Joel Embiid compromised.
Right. Like, they're not crying in Philly that we don't have Julius Randle.
Right. I mean, and again, I'm not saying root for injury, but if it happens, it happens.
Right. Well, that's part of winning a championship. To get through 82 games and then, you know, 16 wins, it's the battle of attrition. And who can fight through? Who can stay healthy?
And who can keep their head above water? And for one night, the Knicks were able to do that. Let's go to Evan in Queens. Evan, you're next up on 98.7, buddy.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So the Knicks were minus 14 when Embiid played, and plus 21 in the 12 minutes that he sat, which is crazy. The one thing that stood out to me when Embiid is on the court that I think the Knicks could do better in game two is I didn't think OG Anunoby got enough touches. I think he's our second best player, and good things happen when he gets the ball. And I think really so with Tobias Harris guarding him. So I think that's one thing that they could do better when Embiid's on the court.
Yeah, but he's not necessarily your second best offensive option. Like, OG...
DiVincenzo.
Yeah, well, he's supposed to be. DiVincenzo has been
more of a scorer than OG.
I want to take as many calls as we can, because this is what the show should be about. But I think as far as breaking down the series as we went into it, and you were kind of more, hey, I don't fear the Sixers, and I was kind of on the side of, hey, I'm with you. I think we'll win the series, but here are some of the things that concern me a little bit in this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
That game happened, and a couple of things I said to you is, you know, what happens if they, you know, now it's the postseason, right? And everyone understands that there's going to be one number circled on that whiteboard in Philly, and Nick Nurse is a great coach. We got to slow this guy down, Jalen Brunson. So what happens if that works? And Kelly Oubre and the combination of the bodies they throw at him, Batum, everyone slows him down. And then now, because it's the postseason, Dante DiVincenzo, what he turned himself in the regular season doesn't necessarily translate to the postseason. And both of those things happened. Both happened, and you still won.
And you still won the game.
And
Maxey went off, and Embiid played well, and you still won the game.
Yep.
So I think it takes some positivity. DiVincenzo is, a guy that you can get the ball to and say, score. And Anobi feels like a guy in the flow of the offense that gets the ball, and he can score. Do you agree with that, or you disagree with that?
I think that OG, with his ability to hit the corner threes, his ability to move without the ball cut, I think that there is, to the caller's point, I think he does have the ability to do that if asked, and maybe that will be one of the adjustments they make here as we go into game two. I think the other important thing that happened in game one was the minutes when Brunson was on the bench and how productive the Knicks were with those minutes.
So talk about the bench, guys. I know you've seen it, but I'll just throw it out there. You know what? Well, Raymond, you've seen it too. Bauer, you're a good person to ask, because the numbers are really astounding. Bauer, even though you and I have gotten off on the wrong foot, can I bring you in here for a moment?
Absolutely.
So did you happen to see any of the plus-minus numbers? Hopefully not, from the Knicks Saturday?
I did see those numbers,
you
yes.
Did see, all right, well, so...
How's that possible with your head so far up Armani's butt?
Yeah.
Well, if you had read the look ahead I sent you yesterday.
I don't read anything that you send me.
Well, then you would have seen that I had mentioned the plus minus numbers for the Knicks.
It's dead to me.
Yeah, you know what? It was a very long email.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
I maybe be a little more concise, no?
You know what I thought? I thought he was sending it with a virus attached to it. To really screw us up.
So you just got rid of it immediately.
Well, I didn't even open it.
Yeah. Maybe he's the reason you're sick.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Saboteur is what you are.
Yeah. Maybe he's trying to poison your eyes and your chest so that you're not 100% healthy when we have the pickleball match.
Right. He's the Trojan horse is what he is.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
You
know what? Forget it, Bauer. I don't want to talk to you about this anymore. Raymond.
Hi.
Hi. You see what Bauer's trying to do?
I see exactly what he's trying to do.
Who are you rooting for in the big pickleball match?
Is that a real question?
No, because I want to cleanse myself of the stink
I'm rooting
from
for
Bauer.
You. I'm rooting for the two of you, of course.
Thank you. Would you feel badly if we lost?
Feel awful.
Good. Thank you. Now I feel better. I know you saw it, but I'll ask anyway. Did you see what DiVincenzo's plus minus number was?
It was not good, I can tell you that much.
He was minus 23. Hartenstein, who I'm a huge fan of, was not great. Minus 13. The three guys off the bench. Mitchell Robinson, plus 20. Bogdanovich, plus 27. Miles McBride, an almost unheard of, plus 37 in that game.
Deuce was great.
Yeah, I mean, great would be to be plus 37 in 28 minutes, Rick.
Best buy a Nick in a playoff game in 25 years, by the way.
Is that right?
That's right.
See, this is the kind of minutiae and statistic that we love that we get when Raymond is kind of running point on the show.
That's because Raymond is so ensconced in the Garden and the Knicks and the Rangers.
He really is. I bet you be honest with me. You looked gorgeous this weekend at the Garden, didn't you?
I tried.
When you go and you walk through the Garden, how often do you get like, Ray?
You know, it's happening more lately, and I'm not really used to it. Don't like it. I mean,
You're a big-time celebrity now.
It's cool when people recognize you. It's usually from the show. Everyone and people say they love the show, and that's really great. And they love everything that we're doing. So it's a little new. Still getting used to it, but it's pretty cool.
You're a big deal. Anyhow, plus 37 for McBride. Rick, let's spend a moment on this. Raymond just said it. 25 years since a Knick has had that kind of a plus minus in the postseason?
Right. I mean, how important the bench was. I told you, I gave you the points. I mean, Knicks bench, 42-7. They outscored the Sixers bench. They were huge. I mean, this is what's going to have to happen, though. But, I mean, wasn't this one of the strengths of this team that we were talking about?
Of course. Right. The rebounding, the bench play. And both of those things, because let's be fair, DiVincenzo and Brunson, even if you think Brunson was okay, they were not great.
No, dude, I mean, 11 for 36 for 30 points as opposed to Embiid and Maxey combining for 62 points. I mean, that should, in theory, be enough for the Sixers to potentially steal that game one. But it wasn't.
It was not, which is great.
And then Josh Hart's 13 points in the fourth quarter.
I don't know that I've ever seen a team. I'm not saying the Knicks are the greatest team I've ever seen by any stretch. I don't know that I've ever seen a team that gives more heart and effort on every single rebound throughout every game.
Well, they understand that's their identity, and that's the beauty of this team.
Beautifully.
Well, it's what they need to do to win. I mean, that was part of the rebounding and the fact that we had 16 free throws in the first half was the reason why, because we didn't shoot well in the first half.
No.
We shot 37% in the first half.
Let's go to Teddy in Babylon. Teddy, hi. You're next up on 98.7, buddy.
Hey, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you guys see this take going around, like, media, that it was a lucky win on Saturday for the Knicks?
I don't know how it's a lucky win.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of win it was.
It's insane. What, because our bench outplays you, we out-hustle you, Brunson has a bad game, and it's a lucky win? So what, if Brunson has a good game, it's going to be you guys only won because Brunson had a big game? That's insane. The Knicks played a great game.
Teddy, there's always going to be people that have a negative when there's a positive, right? That's just the society we live in.
Take your loss.
Yeah, but listen, I mean, it would be, if you're a Sixers fan or if you're someone that doesn't think the Knicks are very good, I mean, that's a kind of a narrative that you'd like to create to give yourself hope. I mean, if you're a Sixers fan right now, after watching how good Maxey played, and how great Embiid looked in the first quarter of that game. They combined for 62. Jalen Brunson doesn't have a good game, DiVincenzo doesn't have a good game, and you still lost, would you feel great about the series right now?
No, if I was a Sixers fan, I'd be more mad about the lack of depth we have, well, not we, they have on their bench. They have no one to go to when Embiid goes to the bench. And, you know, I wouldn't blame it on the Knicks getting lucky because Josh Hart kept shooting. I mean, if Josh Hart misses those threes, we're killing Josh Hart today.
Did Oklahoma City get lucky last night? It's the postseason. You make spots in big moments. You make shots in big moments. And thanks to the call, it's just I don't know, this whole narrative, Knicks got lucky. I haven't heard a lot about that, but that's a bad take.
Listen, Paul Reed wanted the Knicks, and he got the Knicks.
He got the Knicks.
Give Josh Hart some credit, though, too, knowing going into this game, and give the coaching staff credit that there was going to be opportunity for him because they were going to let him shoot, that he would have looks. And he spent the entire—
Josh Hart you're talking about.
Josh Hart.
Right.
He spent his time off working on his threes, and it paid off.
It paid off in a huge way. Now, Tim McGraw, he's coming to UBS Arena Thursday, May the 9th. Keep it locked into this very show, DiPietro and Rothenberg, today for your chance to score tickets, brought to you by Live Nation. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Now, picture this. You arrive at your hotel, you have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country, and you have your laptop open. You're ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations, they happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.